After Buzzers. You're watching the After Buzz After Show for Dance Moms. We are here to break down and chat about Season 6, Episode 14, JoJo Steals the Show. JoJo with the Bobo. All right. So stay tuned. We will be breaking this episode down for you, talking about all of the juicy gossip and the mama drama, because this episode, like most of them, does bring that. And stay tuned also for news and gossip and our crazy predictions. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
An A for effort.
Absolutely.
Yes. What's up, AfterBuzz TV fans? Welcome to tonight's reclap of our favorite show, Dance Moms, that we just can't get enough of. That was wonderful. JoJo steals the show. Mm-hmm.
That she does.
And yes, she did mm-hmm. she not? She yeah. was pretty cool.
I saw online JoJo Jackson, they're calling
JoJo
her.
JoJo Jackson.
Yes. That would have been a great name for the episode.
Oh, yes.
JoJo Jackson.
Alternate name for the episode.
Yeah. Mm.
Oh, what a bad.
Yeah. I also heard the word new customers a lot throughout the episode. Probably like 3 or 4 times mm-hmm. or new clientele or yeah. new dancers.
Yes, Abby yes. wanting new dancers, yes. new client. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Since it was close, it was local. Mm-hmm. So, and she says people drive an hour just so her kids can have some dance lessons.
It's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I think it's kind of that topic we've touched on before, that as people move on, aka, you know, Maddie, and Mackenzie, possibly, that for Abby, this is all part of the cycle of, you know, people graduate and then new people need to come in.
Yeah, that's right? true.
Mm-hmm. Did you think of any other names for the show,
Mira? I thought of Magic Mike. Magic Mike for Abby. Scandalous. Magic Mike, I mean, he was a hot topic on this week's episode, was he not? Whoever he is.
You know what? I got, like, so excited about Magic Mike that we forgot to introduce ourselves.
Oh, right.
What? Does it matter?
What? Yes, Miss JJ.
Oh, hey, you guys. I'm J2 Snyder. I am here joining you. It's been so much fun talking to you guys online this week and in the message boards. Thanks for being here. I'm live on the chat roll, yes. and this is Mira.
Thank you guys for joining us again this week. I'm Mira Jennings, and you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Mira Jennings.
And hey, everybody, I'm Candace Camacho. You can tweet me at Candace_Camacho. Thank you so much for joining us. We love, love, love our fans. We appreciate you plugging in with us. Subscribe to our channel if you haven't already done so. Leave us a comment, a thumbs up, a little comment. Tweet us directly at #ABTVDanceBombs. A shout out to you guys listening to us on SoundCloud and iTunes as well. Thumbs up there. Leave a comment. Mm-hmm. Get in live mm-hmm. with JJ on the chat roll. She'll actually pull your question. Not everybody's question, but there's a lot of questions on there. So, yeah, just keep us in mind and tweet us. A special shout out to Allie, one of our avid listeners.
Hey, Allie.
Yeah, who tweets us a lot. And also to Mariska. You tweeted me some juicy information, and I really love
ooh.
That.
Ooh.
Yes.
Ooh.
Okay, so this was a backstabbing episode, I have to say.
Yeah.
Some people play nice, some people don't. So in this episode, Christy with a Y is back. They call her like that alternative name, which I'm not gonna even say.
What?
I can't say it.
Is it naughty?
No, it's not naughty. It's just not something I'm gonna call this woman.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay. Yeah, her nickname, yeah.
Yeah, so Christy okay. and Sarah are back. And remember, they were from the select team mm-hmm. A couple episodes ago, where they were the select team and the ALDC girls were going kind of head-to-head. So right away, Christy is alone in the studio with Ashley. Mm-hmm. And they kind of have this, like, interesting conversation. And Ashley was like, yay, you know, they really like Brynn, but they don't like me. Wah, wah, wah. Wonder why. And then, so it was kind of cool or kind of interesting that Christy with the Y takes the mom's side. What'd you guys think of that?
Yeah. I'm shocked.
Yeah.
I didn't expect that. Yeah.
Because,
go ahead.
She's such a... She's worse. You guys, yes or no on the chat roll. Is she worse than Ashley? I mean.
Oh, I mean, in this episode, she wasn't. She was pretty well behaved, right?
That's true. This one, she was pretty
at this
calm.
Point. Right. She was. Yeah.
But I guess in general, past episodes, she's one of those like slow from the side. Like she like sneaks up on you and then she like bops you in the head with with a negative comment.
Yeah, whereas Ashley's just sort of like all unreasonable all the time. Mm. Yeah.
Right.
I would love to put that out there to the fans too, you guys. Who has a worse reputation? Is that what we're asking?
Yeah.
Christy with the Y or Ashley?
Oh, who that's has a good the question. Worst?
What do you guys think?
Well, Abby, we know Abby does. I don't know if they can see that picture.
No, they will, though.
They will, though.
We have some photos for you later, guys. You know what that scene reminded me of with the two? Because it was sort of like the two new moms or the visiting moms. It reminded me of when I walk my dog and it meets a new dog and they were just kind of sniffing each other's butts.
Yeah. That's hilarious. One example, right? But I mean, I don't know.
Standing over for that, all right.
I don't know why Christy took the personal approach when it came to, you know, discussing why Brynn was on the team and why Abby didn't call in for Sarah to be, you know, brought to LA from Pittsburgh. I don't think it was taking anything away from Sarah, so I don't know why she sided with the other moms, but.
Well,
I really don't know why.
Well, Ashley lets Christy know that Sarah shouldn't be vying for Brynn's spot. Mm-hmm. You know, so this is such a repetitive plot throughout every single episode, and it's so scripted at this point. And speaking of being so scripted and fake, when the rest of the moms come in, they hug Christy like, oh my God. And Melissa's
good
like,
good to see you.
Good to see you. Thank you for the tweets. Thank you for the support. I was like, that is fake and phony.
Right. Like the last time they interacted, I'm pretty sure they couldn't stand her. Am I wrong? Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I don't remember an episode, but what happened?
Exactly.
I feel like it was literally, they're just like, oh my God, someone from Pittsburgh. Like that it was like home. Okay, guys, can I follow up on her question? Because we have answers already. Okay, we have one person saying, Christy isn't all that bad. And then another person saying, I like Ashley more than Christy.
Oh no!
And then even more people saying, like Tasha All says, they are both equally annoying.
Okay.
So we've got
Tasha, you got
all over
it.
The place.
Thank you.
Yes.
Ashley is like Christy squared. Like 2.0 Christy. Like like, you know, she's even like
Christy 2.0.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Okay. That could have been. It was just like I was like, what is this, an apocalypse? Like what just happened? It was just obviously
that was very
so
weird.
Yeah, scripted and fake. So clearly it cuts back to a season or two ago, and Jesselyn and Christy clearly have some history when Christy was like throwing JoJo under the bus because she clearly thinks that Sarah's better than JoJo. Mm-hmm. So we're going to see that later on. We're going to see who is not only better, but who can handle all that pressure too.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And who really has a backbone. So Kalani's gone. She's got to go to her funeral.
Great-grandfather.
Yeah. So kudos to her for putting family first and like not worrying about her spot or worried about who's being flown in. Like she's very confident and like that's how you should be. And of course her dancing does speak for itself all the time, but all the girls' dancing does.
I don't know if this occurred to you guys too, but I also like secretly thought I kind of get glad Kalani gets to go spend time with her mom just because I feel a little bad that she's kind of might feel undershadowed with a new brother and not being around her mom. And just, you know, it's probably good for her to have family time right now.
Yeah, that's a great point. And I think that's been kind of an underlying issue this whole season, that Kira's been gone. And so you're right. It is nice for them to have that quality time.
Yeah, I'm just glad that she wasn't afraid of losing her spot or something. So congratulations on the team. They had a great win last week with their David Bowie number.
Yeah.
All of that fun makeup and coats and different things. To get to the pyramid, Kalani's on the bottom because she's not here. Mackenzie followed up by her feet. JoJo, no problems. Next on the tier, Kendall, because she didn't have a breakdown.
Oh, so, that was a little dig.
That was a dig.
Ooh.
Maddie, because she was the last one to keep a hold of the silly string.
Oh, right.
And she was. She was like, she was enjoying it.
But to the last drop.
To the last little string. She was like, shh, take that. Rightfully so.
I thought it was hilarious. The girl, you could just feel the girls releasing their tension. Yeah. Like, oh, yeah. It's such a girl thing to do, too. Like, squirting Abby, and Abby's just like, I'm so not enjoying this.
Yeah. Nia is next. She has no mistakes.
She had a weird comment about Nia. She was like, you're in the middle because you had no mistakes. Like, it's just like, whatever.
It was just like a little, like, turdy comment, sort of. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it was kinda just
bland.
It was like one of those, if you can't say anything nice, but she was nice, but she wasn't nice. She could have been nicer. Yeah. But Nia still has a really great spot on the pyramid. Really good spot.
True.
So that's cool.
Yeah.
And then Brand's at the top for winner first place for her solo. So good job. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Go Brand.
Yep. Yeah. So the girls are going to the New York Dance Experience. They've been there quite a bit. It's usually really good competition. It's in Long Beach this time. So it's a local competition, so Abby thinks that that's good advertising.
All about advertising this week.
Yeah.
Getting more students up into the LDC.
Yeah. Yep. Customers, business, clients, business, dancers, advertising. Yep.
And we all know Long Beach really well because it's just about 35 minutes south down the freeway from, about an hour from where we are right now, right?
We should have gone, but then I'm not sure about the results, so maybe we'll save it. Maybe we'll save
later on. That
later on. Later on. Okay. So Abby is glowing. She wants to know who had a great time in Vegas. She's like literally glowing. Apparently, she had some affair or something with somebody they're calling Magic Mike.
Magic Mike.
Yeah. So the moms all know about it. She kind of put the word out. At least she had some sort of a. They called him many different things, like a male. A male companion or male
boy toy,
I think,
So somehow she went to a couple shows.
Yes.
She said that.
Yeah, she saw Michael Jackson once.
Oh, it made me want to see it right when she said that. I'm like, I have to see that when I go to Vegas.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
Totally.
Oh.
They're all good.
It?
No, I've never seen it. I would love to, though.
That would be a great show.
Who believes that she really met up with Magic Mike?
I definitely believe it. I don't know. I definitely believe it. I think we were talking about this just a few weeks ago, maybe, and you were talking about your interview with her and talking about boys, and she's always been, you know, excited about dating and all of that. I definitely believe it. I don't know about the details, maybe, about the, you know, role playing and all of that, but I believe there was probably some fun with some boy in Vegas. So,
I don't blame you. I mean, I wouldn't doubt it. She's a very powerful personality. She's a wealthy woman. A lot of men are attracted to that as well. And I think just being in the creative world, she's probably has a lot of dance people, creative types, performer types around her, who might be very attracted to her sort of her manager skills and her personality.
Well, they might think that she could get
she could
get them somewhere.
Yeah.
Did at one point somebody say, like, how much did she pay?
Yeah, I heard that.
Who said that?
Someone said that. I heard that,
one of the moms.
Was it
Jill?
What in the world? This is somebody's, a different kind of boy toy in
I'm
that
like,
case.
Yeah. Jeez. I'm like, that's not cool. That's not cool. Okay, so anyway, the girls are doing this Michael Jackson-themed dance, apparently, but it's not true. Michael Jackson loved baseball.
Baseball? Like, I was like, I've seen so many Michael Jackson documentaries. I was like,
never once.
Never.
I know about the, you know, like the wild animals and you know, Neverland Ranch and like a lot of things he's into. Don't remember hearing baseball.
No.
Me either. And where did the whole idea that the glove was the baseball glove?
I know.
That's not a baseball glove.
No.
Holly totally called out on it. She's like, I've never heard of a shimmery baseball glove. I'm going to have to Google that.
Yeah, she did.
That was awesome.
It was such a candid, like, little interview, too. She's like, wow, I don't, you know, whatever. So just like we said last week, production gives them the name of the thing, but they don't. But production doesn't know anything about dance at all. So a duet is going to Sarah and Bryn. So it usually goes to the girl that's visiting, you know, to put more pressure on the girl that's visiting, or to make the older girls mad, one of the two, or both.
Or both,
And then Kendall and Maddie get to do a solo, and you can tell that they are super excited. They've got a history of doing duos together. And then Melissa reveals that Maddie won't be there because she's rehearsing for the Disney 60th anniversary.
Right. Yes, which we remember.
Yeah, we
had on News and Gossip.
Yeah.
But she was only going to be gone for
one day. Mm-hmm. One day.
And Maddie is super, super fast learner. So.
Yeah, it seemed doable to me at first, right?
It did to me, too. It's saying, like, because they're both good at picking up choreography, like, really quick.
Mm-hmm.
But then Abby reveals that they might not get to do the duo if Maddie's going to be gone. Mm-hmm. And then Melissa gets upset because Maddie has given up other opportunities with Disney this week. And I believe that.
Mm-hmm.
So, but, you know, I mean, it's, you just expect it from her to, like, stir the pot, you know. And then Melissa, bless her heart, reveals she's tired of sitting on the bench.
Yeah, that was an interesting moment there when it's been kind of a recurring topic on whether or not Maddie will be leaving. And Melissa definitely revealed that she is kind of tired of this whole experience with the dance competitions and
which,
the drama.
Were you surprised about that? That she was tired of it? I thought she'd never, like, my girls will never leave ALDC.
I know.
You know, they showed a, the words out of her mouth at one point were, there's more to life than dance competitions.
Right.
And they showed, like, the dance stage kind of from the point of view of the audience. And I thought, as amazing as this experience has been, now she has all these other experiences with her daughter. And, yeah, like, the whole world isn't just about a dance competition. Mm-hmm. Like, I kind of got it in that moment.
Yeah. I just think that she should probably at some point, and I'm sure she will eventually, but I feel like at this point, when she knows that she's tired of it and Maddie's getting so many jobs, why not just be honest with the rest of the team and, like, with Abby just tell them, you know, maybe we're moving on. Maddie has such amazing opportunities being thrown our way, so it's time for us to move on. Yet she still denies it, and she doesn't want to talk about it when the other moms bring it up. I don't know why she avoids this.
Well, everybody's really getting on Melissa's case, and Jill and Jeslyn really go after her, like, sort of, like, passive aggressively, like cat and mouse about, you know, Maddie's rising star. And then Christy chimes in on cue, and it just they start to cackle, and it just gets a little bit ridiculous. Yes.
Yeah. I think they should sort of just lay off. I mean, it's a there's obviously a transition going on, honestly.
Yeah.
And it's not a very easy one. And where I really saw that was in Kendall's reaction. When Kendall had, like, round two of kind of a fit at Abby.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she kind of lost it again at Abby.
Yeah, she did lose it again after, you know, all the solo, the duo stuff, after all of that let loose.
Right. So, essentially, Maddie was not going to be able to do the duo anymore, so she pulled in JoJo to do the duo with Kendall, and Kendall was obviously not thrilled about that decision.
Well, okay, let's...
Sorry, I know I'm jumping ahead.
That's
so,
okay.
Yeah, do you want to...
No, but... So, Maddie's out. Mm-hmm. They're rehearsing, and it's JoJo and Kendall. Mm-hmm. Kendall doesn't want to do the solo with JoJo, and they're not working well together. There's no chemistry between them. So, Abby decides to say, well, maybe it should just be a solo. So Kendall gets up there. She does a half job.
Very.
Doesn't want to be there. You know, she doesn't want to dance with JoJo. Don't know why. Maybe she feels... I don't know about
what she's feeling. I think I know why.
Well, say it then.
I have a guess too, but what's wrong?
I'm going to say
spill it.
I didn't mean it like that.
No, it's okay. This is completely how I interpreted this. Like, I felt it for her. She is so close with Maddie, Kendall. She is literally upset, like, heartbroken that Maddie's leaving. And the whole thing about Maddie not being able to do the duo with her was just her being frustrated that Maddie's moving on. She doesn't know what it's going to be like to be in the ALDC. No one's being straight about it. Here she had this solo. It was like a chance for her to be around her best friend who she's not seen as much.
Yeah.
And then her best friend gets pulled from the dance. She's literally just scared about losing Maddie.
Yeah, I think that probably contributed to it, but I can't help but think that Maddie is put on a pedestal even with her own teammates. And so, you know, when you're in things like this, whether it's dance or any other sport, you always want to compete or, like, participate with the best because it pulls you up. And I hate to say that maybe Kendall doesn't think JoJo is on the same level as Maddie, so that's why she wouldn't be as excited to dance with her. I don't know, but at the same time, I thought that that was the primary reason why she was upset, because Maddie is the best on the team and she get a chance to dance with her. Jill always wants Maddie to dance with Kendall, so I thought that's why she was upset. Not necessarily that it's because it's her best friend, because, I mean, she sees her all the time, and I get that she would miss dancing with her, but I don't know, something else was going there, and I couldn't ignore that.
I get it. You're thinking more from a competition angle. I was thinking more emotionally. And I think it's awesome, though, what you said, because if she danced with Maddie, she's pretty much going to win with that duo.
I mean, it's more likely, for sure. Is that safe to say?
Yeah, it's very likely. And I think she thinks, you know, Maddie has moved on and has gotten more opportunities. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like at this point, Kendall's just so emotionally drained. She's letting everything get to her. She's getting angry. You have to have such tough skin in this world to survive. I mean, you have to be able to handle that. Mm-hmm. And with her behavior, people are going to remember that.
Yeah.
Hollywood, LA casting directors, they're going to remember that, and they're not going to want to work with her because they're going to think, like, is she going to act like that when I spend 15 hours on a set with her for one day, 2 days? Is it going to be worth my time to spend 15 hours with this bad attitude? But at the same time, I go out to her because she has been through the ringer, but so has Nia. And so has JoJo.
So, yeah, JoJo.
Well, they've both been through the ringer.
Everyone's allowed a meltdown now and then. Okay?
They are.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, including
it's
me.
It's not like... Have you had one lately?
Are you due for a meltdown?
Not right now, thankfully.
Don't do it in the next 40 minutes. Just kidding. You know, this isn't like a character trait of Kendall's.
No.
Kendall's a super great gal.
She is,
you know what
yeah.
I'm saying?
Yeah. No, she is a super great gal. I think she's just been through too much, and she's just really emotional. And Holly even touched on that. But I like it when JoJo does the solo, and she does it full out, like she wants to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
JoJo never misses an opportunity to perform, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, JoJo...
It doesn't matter where she is.
When it got to the point where the choice was given to Kendall, that's where I thought Kendall blew it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, you can kind of fuss and have your little, you know, like, I'm frustrated, I'm angry, but then, like, look, girl, do you want the duo or not? You need to step up and grab your duo.
Yeah.
And go, I'd love to do it with JoJo. Let's go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because in Hollywood, you only have one chance.
Yep.
You have one chance to bring it, and that's it. You can't have a bad day. It's just that's the career you picked.
Mm-hmm.
You picked a career to be on camera. You want to do that, so you have to deal with what all that comes with.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Abby retorts that the lesson learned is that when you're given an opportunity to dance, you dance. Mm-hmm. Not everybody gets to do that, so you go for it.
Yep.
You really go for it.
I don't think, honestly, I didn't agree with Jill's anger about that situation. And I didn't agree that Jess threw Kendall under the bus when they were gone. I didn't agree with that.
I don't either.
I thought JoJo just took the opportunity, like Kendall should have, and performed her butt off and earned that solo. I mean, that's not throwing Kendall under the bus. Kendall didn't take the opportunity, and then she left the room. Like, what do you want to do? If I were JoJo, I would have done the same thing. I would have gone out there and killed, like, every MJ move, because that's just what I love to do is dance.
And she was not vindictive about it at all.
No.
Like, she totally had a right to do that.
No.
But Christy just kept pushing and pushing and pushing every moment to stir the pot and to upset everybody, which was just really irritating. But, you know, things can be expected, I suppose. Yeah, crazy.
Well, I don't know. Christy, I feel like every time I know she's not new, but every time, like, a person comes into the mix after a while, they have to remind everybody that they're back and they have to stir the pot unnecessarily. Mm-hmm. It's irritating.
Yeah. Well, I think that's their job on the show.
Speaking of something funny, trying to get Melissa to say what's going on, that funny line that Jill compares Melissa to trying to take a half-eaten hot dog out of Abby's mouth. It's just not going to happen.
Oh, could you believe that?
I want to know if...
Oh, my God. Like, first that's of all, so rude.
Does Abby watch the show? Because I'd love to see her reaction to all these things.
I don't think she cares.
Oh, my God.
I don't think she cares. So...
They made a little meme out of that
quote. Oh, they did?
Yes. It was a line. Yeah, a little picture with the quote, that quote under it.
Oh, cute. And what was the picture?
Up online.
With the hot dog, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
The internet takes no prisoners.
Well, you know what? I thought that the Abby drama craziness kind of subsided a little bit today, and Jill kind of stepped in her place, you know? Because when Abby was going on about when you have a chance to dance, you got to do it, then that's, you know, that was pretty good. That was a pretty good philosophy.
But what did you guys think? I mean, I'm so shocked that Kendall found the courage to go back into the room after she left and, like, confront Abby.
Oh, yeah.
Not, so almost, first we see her.
Did she point?
She did.
She did.
She was, I don't know. I can't believe she did that, and I can't believe Abby wouldn't pursue that more. I think she was understanding of the situation and the emotion Kendall might have been feeling, but I was so shocked that that didn't go further because Kendall is not taking anything lightly these days.
No. I've sensed that she's just upset, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I really do.
Right. I don't know. I remember, like, maybe last season or the season before when JoJo came, and she was crying because Abby was yelling at her or whatever. And JoJo, I mean, not even, like, with her voice raised. She just said, you know, I'm crying because you're yelling at me. She left. Like, Abby was furious and made them leave. But
I remember.
This case, Kendall literally comes back to the room and raises her voice to Abby. Like, first a mom, but now Abby. It blows my mind that this is... I don't know.
The next beat, though, was that the point where Abby full-on raised her voice then that point? Like,
she raised her voice
back at Kendall.
She followed up with it on it, but sheesh, I don't know.
And then Jill chimed in.
You let Abby know she's under your skin, like, she kind of thrives on that.
Yeah.
So, it's, you know, I always notice how Nia is, like, And Maddie, like, they just, you know, keep the kind of...
They're very collected. Yeah. Calm and collected.
Should we get to the competition?
Yeah.
Okay. At the competition, Christy wishes JoJo good luck on her solo, but then in a next breath, she says that she feels bad for Kendall. And then Little Miss JoJo shows up and shows her maturity and that she has a backbone and says, look, it's not me or my mom's fault. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, it was Abby's decision. It was just bad timing.
Yep.
That was great.
I'm glad she did that. And I'm glad Maddie and Kendall took the time to go, you know, give her a hug and tell her she's going to kill it.
Maddie and Kendall, like, that just showed that JoJo wasn't vindictive about it. Because the girls had no problem with it. It was all good.
Yeah. So that was good. And then they even gave her a little pep talk before she went on. So that was cool. I mean, I know all the girls are, like, really close. I don't think that they would hold that against.
Because interestingly enough, it seems like it turned out to be a really appropriate dance for JoJo.
It did. Yeah. Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
She's up with her solo, her duo turned solo. That wasn't her dance to begin with.
Her dolo.
What? With Bad Girl, her Michael Jackson-inspired routine. What'd you guys think of that?
I love the costume. Can we just talk about the costume?
Yes!
Amazing
costume.
I loved it. It's one of my favorite soloist costumes of the season.
Yeah,
I love
the costume. She was dressed to impress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was like a high budget costume right there.
Yeah, that was a legit costume for sure.
And the song, do you guys notice that it was kind of a Billie Jean?
A little bit.
A little bit.
Esque.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I like the beat.
Yeah.
Abby loved it. She gave her a lot of praise, which I was like, I was really happy with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I thought, from what I saw, I thought she did a great job. Her energy's always really good. And I like seeing JoJo in these high energy numbers. Ugh.
She just attacked it.
That's just her, yeah.
She attacked it. She came out on stage, and I couldn't believe Have you guys tried to moonwalk? Like,
oh yeah,
it's much harder than it looks.
It's much harder than it looks.
It doesn't moonwalk.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all about socks on a linoleum floor. That's the way to get away.
Oh yeah! Socks on a linoleum floor, guys. That's the tip here from AfterBuzz TV. Thank you for that.
So I didn't. I feel like she could have given the audience more. I feel like she could have gotten given more, more personality. Like when she like came on, like it wasn't. It didn't have as much purpose in it as what I knew she has the potential to have. I know. Sorry. I know. I wasn't
rewatching the same dance.
Yes. Huh? Yes. I was. I'm sorry. I wasn't blown away. But I was. She did a great job. It was a perfect solo for her.
And I are like.
Huh? Well, you know, opinions are like eyeballs. We all have them.
We have two.
Yeah.
We all have them. Yeah. I like that. No, you're totally. I hear you.
Yeah.
I hear you.
Yeah. Well, that's what makes the show interesting, right?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
Okay, so we got the pop princesses up next with Brynn and Sarah. Beautiful lines. Oh, did you guys like the music?
That was okay. I think they were going for, like, this knockoff Michael Jackson music for all of the numbers this week.
Maybe for somebody older, like, I was picturing Kalani doing something to that number. I tried to get the lyrics, and they were a little bit strange, but
the lyrics were weird. I almost wrote down sort of the main lyrics. Yeah. Also, it was like this weird phrase they kept repeating. I was so taken, though. It didn't bother me as much because they had such togetherness.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa,
they look similar.
They really look similar, and they really played
they
off of each other. They looked at each other. They interacted. I think that's the key.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like Mir and I.
Always,
they
look together.
We're doing our own duo.
Yay, ladies!
Thank you, Candace.
Yes.
Doing a solo over there.
Oh, right. I already did my solo earlier in the dance duo. The dance intro. So Sarah gets much more constructive criticism than Brynn does.
Yeah.
She gets hunching of the shoulders. I noticed in her developé, it went up flexed and then it pointed at the top. They were talking about some kind of shoulders, but they did a great job. Yeah. And it's really hard for Sarah to come in and, you know, learn so quick. Like, that takes time for your brain to get used to that. I mean, they did a great job.
Yeah. Apparently, there was some mistake at the beginning.
That was the hunch part, too. I don't know if I noticed that, but did the judge bring that up or something?
I think so.
Hunching shoulders, she needs to work on strength and stay connected.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they said. So.
Wait, but can I just... Is she 10? Did I get that right? Because I swear, Abby, did Abby say she was 10 in the episode? I just couldn't believe it. Can someone please, if you're on the chat roll, please clear this up. I just can't believe that she's 10. If that's
how
the case.
Sarah's?
Right. I thought she was 10. Older, but...
No, I don't think so.
Okay, I'm very impressed by that.
Yeah. Yeah, she's very good.
Like, that's still pretty young.
Yeah, that's really, really, really young.
Yeah.
No. Every time I watch the girls, I think of myself, because, guys, I started ballet when I was 4 years old, and I think back to my age, or being their age, so if I was 10, there is nothing like that that I was doing.
They're
the creme de la creme already, even with a little mistake.
Yes.
Jeez.
Let's talk about Club 42.
Guys, we have a confirmation from our frequent fan, Joseph Boza, and also Brittany Folly, that, yes, Sarah is 10.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
And she's younger than Kenzie, apparently.
That's why I was so shocked that she could do such intricate choreography and be thrown into a new group and do so well, even though she did have a few errors. Mm-hmm. But that's impressive to me.
She's been training at the ALDC. Mm-hmm. So she's been training a lot. So she's trained for some sort of similar situations.
Yeah.
Okay, so for Club 42, I thought it... What'd you guys think?
No, I want to hear what you're going to say. Because you were like, what are you going to say?
Well, you know, I'm all about, like, if you're going to a competition, you need to dress like you're going to a competition. You need to dress for the job that you want, which is first place, not the job that you have, which is no place right now, before you perform.
You say it, girl.
So I want to see effort put into it. I don't like the jersey thing and the hair. You know, what about last week? All that pain, and I want to see a feather and some jewels and whatever.
I totally agree with you. Why would you ever? We hardly ever see them hide their bodies like that.
Yeah.
And I just like, oh man, whose idea were the big oversized shirts?
I don't know. And to be honest with you, I thought the whole thing was very. It came off as comical to me a little bit, like it was a skit or something.
Like they're throwing baseball.
Yeah, it was that kind of skit, and I don't know what.
I think the whole baseball thing needed to just go away.
That was a very strange decision.
Peace out. Peace out with the baseball.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So we all agree on that one.
Yay!
So let's get to the awards, you guys. Yay. JoJo No Place.
Shocker. Shocker.
JoJo No Place.
I can't
believe
it.
Who else was there?
No.
Yeah. And well, the group didn't even place.
No.
And Brandon and Sarah did get first. So it was disappointing. I don't know. Disappointing.
Don't know. Like, how did JoJo not place?
How did she not place?
Like, maybe it was some sort of criteria of those judges. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe total lyrical numbers placed, or you know, just something. I don't know what.
Mm. Poor
but
little...
she placed on our show
for sure.
Yeah. She got
number one.
She got number
both.
One.
First, JoJo.
Sarah gets a lot of negative comments because she was. Did you guys notice if she was?
I did.
Yeah, she was a little behind. Abby went on to say it's like she doesn't trust herself. Like the. At that point, you can't be thinking about it. It just has to be in your body, like muscle memory. But it takes everybody time. Like it took JoJo time. Mm-hmm. Like when she first came, she had trouble. But the brain will learn that technique. But.
Yeah.
So
I think she's a winner. I think she's 10 years old.
Yeah. It's okay.
Yeah.
She's make it.
She's gonna work out those kinks.
If Christy just wouldn't put so much pressure on her getting a spot. She's only 10.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
So Sarah was behind. That. Yeah. And then Melissa wishes everybody could just get along. And that finishes it up. We might get to see anything else you guys want to say about the episode? No?
Not really. I mean, I'm curious to see if Sarah sticks around for a while. I can't remember if I saw her in previews.
Let's talk about it in predictions.
Well, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes, predictions.
We gotta have the music.
Now, you're after Buzz TV.
All right, are we gonna see, predict? Are we gonna see Sarah or are we not?
I don't think Sarah's going to be on the next episode, but I think we will see her in the future.
Okay.
That would be my prediction.
That would be a good prediction.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Did we get... Because we didn't see her in the preview, did we?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I don't remember seeing her.
Is this the episode where Maddie does leave?
Because they've been teasing us.
They've rolled that footage before. We're on to you. So we don't know, but we do know that she's going to be leaving. And when one door closes, another one opens, and that's what you want in life. You want change. Mm-hmm. You want to move forward.
Growth, I bet you guys, so we're on episode 14.
Yes.
And we'll go to somewhere around 24, probably, maybe. Mm-hmm. So maybe 10 more episodes. I think they're going to tease it to the finale with Maddie leaving.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean.
Maybe.
Because it's not, a lot of people watch the show to watch Maddie dance. Mm-hmm. So, because she's so cool like that. Well, we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. When is Jeanette going to be back? Is she going to be back?
Oh.
She hasn't been back since the first episode.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
They just wrote her off. I thought that whole rivalry was boring anyway, so.
I did, too.
I'm not missing them.
You tell it, Mira. You tell it.
That was played out.
Will Kathy ever be back is a better question.
No. Kathy!
Kathy is not coming back because she's at her beautiful home playing with her collections.
Well, that sounds
wonderful.
Will she
be back in season 6 at all, you think?
She should just make a little appearance.
I think
appearance.
She's done.
She's done.
I think she's done. All right, yeah. All
Kathy
right.
Kathy out.
Let's go into our gossip.
Let's do
gossip
it.
Gossip girls.
Let's do it.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Hey, guys. news. All right, it's time for a little news and gossip. So any of you Chloe Lakasiak fans out there may have seen Chloe, our girl Chloe. She had a really, really cute article in YSBNow.com that featured her and her boyfriend, Rick Garcia, in prom wear, modeling prom wear. Is this not the most glamorous shot, you guys?
Adorable. Whoa, that's a gorgeous dress.
It's hard to believe these are teenagers. Like, that is just so
She looks
fabulous.
So happy.
That's so adorable. Despite, I love that dress, by the way.
It's gorgeous. There's there's more pictures of it on the website as well if you guys want to go to it. You can see her standing. Despite rumors that they had broken up, because I guess that was a big rumor floating around, they are still dating.
Okay. Right.
And
be careful, Chloe.
I know.
Don't take any wooden nickels.
I'm not sure what that means, but I agree with Candace. Rick Garcia, it was cute, though. He said that at last year's Radio Disney Music Awards, he asked for her phone number.
Oh,
and those awards are coming up again at the end of this month.
Oh,
so I thought that was cute. Okay, moving on. Big, big update on the Abby Lee Miller fraud case.
Oh.
Ooh. So just last week, Abby asked for the fifth time she's asked the judge back in Pennsylvania for an extension in her case. So she is facing some serious bankruptcy fraud charges. If she's convicted, she could serve up to 5 years in prison, guys.
Oh, my gosh.
This is still happening. So the judge said, the judge, by the way, his name is Terrence McVeary, and according to a lot of people online, they feel like he's been pretty flexible with her because he's giving her five different times to wait till she presents the evidence. So now she has, I think, until the end of May. May 31st, she has to go in and present her side. And there will be a trial. So this is going to go on for a while.
You guys, it's just not worth it to be dishonest.
Please
throw away the sin.
Follow the law, people.
It's scary.
Hey, Uncle Sam.
Bankruptcy fraud is a serious, serious charge, guys. So this is not a joke. On a lighter note, JoJo has posted a new video on her YouTube channel and wearing some fabulous makeup. She's such a total crazy.
Doesn't even look like her.
She's being crazy. And this is a video teaching you how to brush your teeth. So check it out on JoJo's YouTube page. It's hilarious.
Hello, it's me, Noelle Paul. Wow. And guess what? You guys have been like commenting on my Instagram and like telling me like, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, you need to teach me how to do
it. I'm telling you that girl's gonna have a sitcom.
Oh yeah, she's on her way to television for sure. She is a character.
So silly.
Oh
yes.
My god.
Adorable.
I can't. People, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's just being crazy.
She's doing whatever. teaching you how to brush your teeth.
With her weird
71,000 views.
Right? Bam. Oh my gosh.
Goodness.
Some serious numbers.
Yeah.
Cute.
Kind of like our numbers.
Oh yeah.
We have great numbers, you guys. We love our fans.
Yes,
thank you guys for joining us.
Yeah. Yes. JJ, where can they find you?
Oh, at J2 Snyder on Twitter and Instagram, you guys. Love talking to you. Thanks.
And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Miera Jennings. Thanks, guys.
And you can find me on Twitter at Candace_Camacho, or you can check out my YouTube, New Mom, New Wife, New Life. I just posted a video, bento lunch boxes. So for all you people who want to make healthy food look interesting and fun, you got to check out my video, subscribe to my channel. And thank you guys for tuning in and watching. We love our fans. Kisses to you guys. We'll see you soon. We'll see you next week. We'll be here. Good night.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.